So, Garrett, I'm thinking maybe for the skit that we could riff off of that all-girls party thing.
Okie dokie. Would you want to tell me what that is? Because I wouldn't know, not being a girl and all.
Well, not being Japanese, I don't know what it is either. It sounded like it was kind of different from a sleepover.
Okay, well, let me Google it.
Okay, yeah.
Girls party Japan. Okay, so there's this day called Dolls Day or Girls Day. I don't think that's it.
No. Oh, wait, I found it. Here, how about this one? Crazy Japanese pool party with lots of naughty girls.
I don't think that's what we're looking for. Maybe we should shelf this and start the episode.
That sounds good.
Great. Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I am Shin Garrett.
And I am Kit Kat.
And this week, we watched episode 10 of O2 and Atmon. We are officially in the double digits.
Woot woot. Yes, today's episode was called Captive Digimon, or The Enemy is Metal Greymon.
Yeah. Spirals.
Yes, spirals. So, did you pay enough attention to recap this? Is me first, I guess.
Yes. I'm glad we never remember what the official title for this is, and we just change the last part every time.
I think it's good. I like it. I'm into it.
I just like pointing it out, because that's the joke.
Excellent. Okay. Well,
but yes, tell me about this episode of O2.
Okay, so in this episode, they start off with Yoli not wanting to go for some reason. So everybody's just like, okay. And then they go and they're trying to find Agumon. And meanwhile, Ken is experimenting on Agumon. And then Wormmon lets him go because he wants all the attention. And then Agumon escapes and he finds the others and then they're going to leave. But then Ken finds them and then they fight. And then Ken has reformulated the dark rings into dark spirals and he puts one on Agumon and he's his forever. And then Matt hits Ty and that's pretty much the episode.
Yeah, that sounds about right. There's a couple things I want to point to right away. Okay. The first one is Matt never ceases to be the worst.
I mean,
he's there for 5 seconds and he punches Ty within 5 seconds.
But Ty says thank you, so obviously Ty really needed that. He was hitting into him.
No, that's not how that works.
For sure.
No, Matt's just being bad.
I mean,
I'm convinced Matt is just the worst.
Well, I have some new feelings about Wormmon, so we'll see. But, yeah. And
Wormmon stuff's very sad.
I don't know. I'm kind of becoming anti-Wormmon, which I totally wasn't the first time I watched this as a kid. Because the only reason he lets Agumon go is because he wants the attention.
Wormmon is an abused mon.
I mean, sure,
That's total, that syndrome that I forgot the name of. Man, O2 is getting dark real quick.
Stockholm.
Yes, that one, thank you. Man, O2 got dark real quick.
Right, but, with Stockholm, you think that the person who kidnapped you, or whatever, your abuser, is, having to do this, and you, are on their side. Not that you want their attention, necessarily, like this.
Well, what's the one I'm thinking of then? Because it clearly has to be a thing.
Where you want the attention of the person who abuses you? Maybe codependence a bit, but I don't think that Ken's really dependent on Wormmon. That is pretty standard. If you're getting neglected, you'll do whatever you need to do to get attention. That's true.
Yeah.
Depressing. But
it's really sad. Oh man, it's really sad and depressing.
It's kind of dark. For kids.
I didn't remember this. Ooh. This is weird to talk about.
Yeah, and between the dub and the sub, the real difference this episode was the way that they talked about Yoli at the beginning. Because in the sub, they're pretty nice to her. They're like, well, if you're not, you know, in the place where you should be doing this, maybe you should just stay here. Except that her companion, like Baby Hawkmon, whatever, says, in this state, you would only be a burden. And it's like, oh, all right. But then,
That was kind of not the best line. But
then
not
in the
false.
Dub, they don't even really ask her why she wants to stay. They're just like, oh, you're going to stay? Good. You can do my math homework. You can clean my kendo sticks. And they don't like talk to her at all about why she doesn't want to go. And then it's then she's apparently just cleaning her glasses a lot. And no one's like, that's clearly a sign of anxiety. What's wrong? You know, which these elementary school kids should totally catch up on. That's fine. More
right.
Sight,
so here,
math.
Here's my theory. My theory is that this Miyako thing is actually the A plot and everything else is the B plot.
That's fair. Yes.
Mostly because I care about it more. And it's interesting. Not that the other stuff wasn't interesting, but like Miyako having to deal with like, oh, shit's getting real. I maybe shouldn't be so upbeat about this.
Yeah, like, that's true.
That's pretty neat. Like they touched on a thing.
It's more realistic. Yeah.
I'm pretty into it. I'm less into that there's not much of it and it kind of resolves itself pretty quickly, but I was into it being there.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Although then they get to the Digiworld, and in the dub, Tentomon's like, oh, the whole gang's here, and Izzy's not there, Yoli's not there, no one from the first team is there except Ty. I was like, Tentomon, do you need glasses?
Is that maybe. Like, bug eyes might be hard to see out of.
Yeah. I mean, you have those compound lenses, probably. I don't know if one can be nearsighted in a compound lens.
I don't know.
Oh, and there was one other line I really liked from the dub. When the Woodmon is like defending the Dark Tower, he says, I can't be defeated. And then they start attacking him and he goes, hey, I'm being defeated. Which is kind of cute.
Also, like, they just kind of leave Woodmon to die under the weight of a tower.
Yeah, that was like rude. Actually,
he's probably dead now.
Yeah, he got smashed in the ground. So, R.I.P. But I was watching Valerian last night, and it actually
I have watched that film.
Yes, one of my complaints was that they just these two main characters of this other show that totally we should be talking about, but they just leave people all the time. They're like, people get shot and people are getting killed, whatever, and they just get out of the situation themselves and don't help anyone else. And I was totally like feeling this echo of that because the kids are just like, okay, bye. You know, sorry you're dying. Like, I'm just not okay.
Yeah. I don't remember. I like the last time I saw it, it was in theaters.
Oh, you actually saw it in the theater?
Yeah. My friend was like, hey, you want to go see a movie? I'm like, all right.
Oh, well.
Did I ask what the movie was? No.
I couldn't finish it, actually. But this is not a show about Valerian, so we can talk about that later.
I mean, it could be. I mean, really, like, just get it back to Digimon somehow and we're fine.
Okay.
And well, we did that already, so.
Good, good.
I guess we did that.
Yay, us.
Anyway, movies aside.
Oh, there was one other sort of difference between the dub and the sub that I noticed, which was that in the sub, Ty says, you know, next time you see Agumon, you have to basically fight to kill him. Because Matt says something to the effect of he'd rather be destroyed by us than controlled by Ken.
Right.
And so then they're like, yeah, next time we see him, we're going to have to murder him. And in the dub, they changed it to Agumon would be okay with us fighting him, basically. And so then they're like, yeah, next time you see him, be prepared to fight him. Like, they were going to just not do that, even though they already did do that. So I think the American people
and they
were
got kind of wrecked.
Yeah, they were like, oh, shit, this is too dark for us. Like, these children are like, yes, let's kill our friend because he's being controlled by someone else.
I mean, but like, even in the sub, they're like, well, what if we just attack the spiral?
Yeah.
Like, which, that seems like a good plan.
Duh. Do that. Hello.
And Digimon's like, but it's small. And I'm like, so? Figure it out. You're the drill of knowledge. Use some knowledge.
Ouch. Damn, man. You're really handing out the shade today.
Apparently.
Yes.
Also, we've evolved rings into spirals, because spirals are made out of multiple circles, and so that makes it better.
Yes. Which also, like, why didn't he just put two on there to begin with? I mean...
Well, when it's a spiral, it's linked, so I assume it being linked it makes it something.
Probably. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, but going back to this Wormmon thing... He literally just lets Agumon go for the specific purpose that if Agumon's not there, then Ken will have to pay attention to him. That's not really that nice. Like, everybody's always like, oh, poor Wormmon. But then it's also like, okay, but when Wormmon has the chance to do something good, his motives are not positive. I feel like...
I mean, but Wormmon is clearly in this abusive relationship.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't excuse all of your behavior.
But, I mean, no, but should it? I mean, it's still like, oh, this poor man is so messed up. This is kind of awful. But, like, it's a neat narrative beat.
I guess, yeah. And I can see it that Wormmon's not getting any attention at all. So he's trying to get Ken's attention and be his partner. And yeah.
Like, Wormmon is not necessarily good. It's more Wormmon is a interesting character in the sense of good.
That's fair. Yes. Yeah.
Because obviously there are decisions that he makes that are not the best, but like they're not like out of place. It's a consistently written man.
I feel like I wish that they had spent a little more time building that relationship, because it seems like it changes a bit over the last 10 episodes, and it would have been cool if they had spent just a tiny bit more time on it so it felt more organic, the change.
Right, so there's a lot of things, too, because, like, all the initial stuff is in the second WonderSwan game, which they expect you to know about, and no one does.
Which, yeah, I definitely don't.
And then, like, it's hard to say, like, could you maybe infer that Ken is maybe getting further taken away by the Darkspore, or further getting evil as the series going on, and that's what's shifting this change. You could maybe make an argument for that. Things do escalate, so you could possibly fit those pegs into the hole, and they would be the same shape. This metaphor fell apart.
It's okay, I'm with you.
That was the end of my thought, too.
Oh, okay. Well, and I had another question. Like, Ty says, you know, we need to get Agumon to safety, but where are they going to take him? Because nowhere is safe, particularly.
True. But before that, after Agumon is let free, like, the first thing he does is run back and then gets a spiral thrown at him.
Well, first he takes a train and then crashes the train.
Right.
And also, he holds his hand up like he's trying to get the spiral on it. Like, put your hand down, right. You moron. If you put your hands behind your back, where's it going to go? It doesn't have enough space for your neck. Or your neck doesn't have enough space for it. So, just...
Right. Like, Agumon got free just to get captured again.
That's pretty depressing. Like, I mean, and poor Ty, like, his friend just, he didn't even have to fight for him. He just got him back and he must have been so relieved. And then, you know, 10 seconds later, it's like, oh, fuck. Well, never mind. Now I'm going to have to kill my friend.
Like... Right.
But I don't.
So then.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I was not sure what their plan is, because it originally the kids were leaving one of the old team in like one spot or whatever, which also it seems like there's a lot more squares than that. So I'm not sure how they're supposed to be covering all this territory. But so they're all left alone, which clearly was a bad idea. So hopefully now they're going to all congregate in one area so they can keep watch and try to get as many Digimon as they can into the safe areas.
But I don't remember.
They don't seem to have it together that well, because they're like, oh, we're going to take them to safety. Like, where, though? Because nowhere is safe.
I mean, away from where they were. I mean, Ty did at least shoot down the, well, let's go attack the base anyway. And Ty's like, no, let's not do that.
Yeah. He's like, because we're going to lose. And then they did. So.
Yeah, and then Ty's dumb like 30 seconds later when Agumon becomes evil Metal Greymon and Davis like saves his life twice within like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, before Andromon was able to see them, recognize them, and get rid of the ring thingy, you know.
Yeah, but it was a ring and not a spiral.
I mean, we just saw him take a math test and not know any of the answers, so I'm not sure he knows the shapes, honestly.
That's not false. Also, can we talk about Cody's one character trait, which is treating a stick like a kendo sword?
Well, and I think he almost hits his Digimon in the face, too, which isn't exactly nice.
Right? Like, it was weird and kind of out of place. Other than Cody does kendo, and we've seen that before. And he's angry, so we're showing his anger by him waving a stick around.
Yeah, pretty much. And then he throws it at Ken, and Ken's like, haha, I have an actual whip, so nice.
Yeah. Try. Oh, man. Also, can we talk about how badass Ken's cape is when whatever Patamon's armor form is shoots the needles? He just holds up that cape, and it just blocks it all.
Oh, I totally missed that.
That was sweet as hell.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at that, I guess. Which, I mean, that, yeah, that's pretty impressive. So, I mean, what kind of material is that made out of?
Digibranium?
Har har. It must be, he must be as good a hacker as our dear friend Hackmon from the other series.
I mean, I thought it was a pretty good Digivibranium pun. I mean, I could have used, I mean, just what blank anium, because like there's Gundanium from Gundam, there's Animantium, there's Vibranium, like pick one and put Digi in front of it.
Yes, excellent, yes.
I wonder what that's not a root. What's the thing, like a root, is it a root? It's like a suffix root.
Yeah, I think it would be a suffix root, probably.
I mean, yeah, is that what you call it, though?
At least if you said that to someone, they would know what you're talking about. Yeah, well, a root word is where something comes from, and a suffix is the ending of it. So the, I don't know, the predecessor for the suffix. But yeah, I'm not. Linguistics is actually not my major, so I'm not sure. But
that's fair. I'm going to look up what the origin of anium is, because it's used a lot in metals and stuff, so there's bound to be some connection.
Probs, yes. Yes. It's interesting.
It's a note.
You know, how many of those actually do mean something, but then some of them just don't. And so it's like, oh, all right.
I'm going to be really sad if this turns out to just be nothing.
Is this our Garrett Reads the Wiki page?
No, I'm not going to do it now. I'll do it when I'm doing show notes, probably.
All right. That's
fair. There is Digimon to talk about.
I also found it interesting that Tentomon goes off to find information and then just never comes back.
It happened off screen, I guess. They only have so much time and they have even less of a budget.
That's fair, yeah. But he lives alone in a tree next to, like, a lake of lava or something.
I think that's just where they were meeting up, because they went to where Skull Greymon was before.
Yeah, I guess. Well, in the dub, they were making all those jokes about, like, it being his home and, like, don't touch it and whatever. But, yeah, they didn't say that in the sub, so I guess probably it was not. So do we consider things that they said in the dub canon?
That's a good question. Okay, so you know how, like, 616 is, like, the main Marvel universe, and there's different numbered universes?
No.
Okay, so I get to put this in the show notes now, about Marvel universe naming. So there's that, and then for slight branches, they use, like, decimal points. So I would say, like, the sub is, like, the 616, and then the dub is, like, the 616.1, where it's almost the same, but is in English and has English things.
Okay, so it's canon, but it's not the main canon?
Well, it's canon to its own universe.
Okay. Okay, but so then that's, I don't know, I feel like that could be a big difference. Where is Tentomon living? He's living in a tree by the Lake of Fire versus somewhere else. I don't know. I guess it's not that big. It feels big to me for some reason, but I guess it's not actually that big.
So what else? Oh, so Metal Greymon's blue because spiral equals virus somehow.
Yes.
Like, they say it, so I wrote it down. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, if you're gonna point it out, sure. Then they get their shit wrecked in. And then Miyako shows up with Matt, and then, like, the end of the episode happens.
Yeah, and they didn't even
get... We don't really cover the whole Miyako thing, and, like, how she showed up, like, what made her decide that.
Yeah, she never finished her emotional process on screen.
Right. Matt brings up, like, oh, man, it sure was great that Miyako was waiting. It made it super easy to get here and stuff, and was super helpful. Like, that's cool, I guess.
Well, because they can't... So, that's because without one of the D3s, they're not able to open the gate, right? On right. call, at least. So, does the gate close behind them when they go in there?
I don't recall. Possibly.
And I guess it must, because if any of them went in there and it was open while they were in there and then, you know, closed when they came back, then they would have been able to get in this whole time because Ken was in there.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then Miyako gets her catchphrase back that they had Hikari steal, because they're like, well, we need someone to be the cheerful girl and we only have one other.
It's a good thing they have, like, a backup.
Kind of rude.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
And then TK tries to steal it, and, like, he can't do that. So then Miyako takes it back for real, and now she's going to be happy again. But happy in a more somber, knowing what's going around her, that everything's awful sense.
Yeah, you know, this kind of mimics a little bit the Mimi arc, where she is like, I don't want to fight anymore. But,
man, that's so good, because she totally gets Mimi's crest in, like, three episodes.
But it's, like, so... It pales so much in comparison, because the Mimi arc was, like, a couple episodes, and she was very clear about why she was having these concerns. Whereas, like, Miyako's just, like... Well, either she's, like, I'm just not feeling it, or she's, like, I need to clean my glasses some more.
Well, with luck, maybe they will actually touch on it more when we get to that part.
I mean,
which is in, like, four episodes.
You've seen this before, and I don't remember.
I don't remember it.
How far
honestly.
I went.
I don't remember much. I don't remember much of O2.
I kind of feel like I didn't see the episodes sequentially. I think I just saw, like, you know, episode 1. Episode 3, episode 9, episode 16, you know.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember either. The last thing I want to bring up is just kind of like my last train of thought for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just like, man, Matt showed up and punched Ty. He's so bad. This is so dumb. He's the worst. This is going to lead into Davis getting the friendship egg, isn't it? And this is going to fucking suck. And then I looked at the next episode, and the next episode's the fucking friendship egg.
Well, I mean, he just needed some sense knocked into him. That's all. It's like percussive maintenance for a human. That's all.
No, I don't have anything else to say about this episode.
No te gusta. It's okay.
What now?
You don't like it. You don't like it.
I mean, it's fine. It's a fine episode. It's not bad or anything. It's probably one of the better ones we've watched.
It was at least it had more than one thing going on. It was a lot better than the Atmon episode we watched last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I like this episode for the most part.
Yeah.
We're doing stuff. Anyway, should we talk about Atmon now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Watched Atmon episode 10, which is The Aspiration of the Atmon, the legendary Seven Code Meeting. Which doesn't... It's not quite how that works out, but I guess that's fine. So now it's time for me to recap this episode.
Yep.
So I digi saw, digi heard, and I'm gonna digi tell you about this episode. As soon as you tell me when to go.
Alright, and go.
Okay, so this episode, the 2-7 code Digimon that they have get an invitation to go to the 7 code party, which is great, because Hara was worrying about, like, oh, man, we gotta deal with Leviathan, because, like, I don't want everything to be awful and the world to fall apart. So they do that, and it's Ray, who is the evil kid, I guess, and Hackmon kind of, like, bribe or force Mailmon to do this, though Mailmon's a pretty good boy, so... Kind of sucks for him, but yeah. They go to this mansion, they have some shenanigans, there's a pool on the roof, because they have to fit in the fan service somewhere. Ray tells everybody to put their clothes back on, and he'll tell them his name, and then they fight, and then Ray knocks all their shit in, because he super aprealizes his super form, which is different somehow, and then their 7 code app things get stolen, and Ray's like, don't do shit, don't look in Leviathan. Done.
Okay. 3 seconds over. Not bad.
I think I was on time, actually.
Well, according to time.is, you were 3 seconds over.
Well, just take out some of the I had in there and it's fine.
That's fair, yes. Yeah, this episode was interesting. I thought it was going to be another one like last time where they were just partying.
Oh no, there was things that happened.
Yeah.
Also, I want to point out, they are all fucking dumb. Like, L-Burger? Come on, L-Burger?
Yeah.
Like, how... Like, the logo's even on the wall.
Yeah. I thought that's what he was staring at, honestly.
Oh my god. So dumb. So dumb.
Yes, so sorry. About it being
anyway.
Dumb.
Anyway. So yeah, and then other stuff happens. Alright, yeah, it starts on, like, Haru's, like, eating this burger that then Gatchaman kind of passively, aggressively steals. and then Haru's just like, man, things would be really bad if Skynet happened. We should definitely stop Skynet. Which then leads to them talking about the 7 code stuff. At their local bookstore. I was going to say library, but it's not a library.
Mm-mm.
It's a bookstore. And then the 7 code mon are like, hey, we got this invitation for this party. And then stuff happens.
Which there is a little bit of sleight of hand in there, because the to 7 Code Atmon make it sound like this is a thing that they've been to before.
Right. And the whole time I'm just like, this is a trap.
Yeah, no, 100%. But, well, for a second I was like, maybe this is just going to be another episode where they, like, play games and whatever. But that wouldn't make any sense because then they'd be able to capture them and that would be way too easy.
Right. Yeah, I agree. But they invited, and then Ari's like, is it like a girls' party? And they're like, yes. And everybody's shocked. And they and then she keeps naming things, and they're like, yep, this is what we do.
Which, like, some of that sounds like a sleepover, and some of that sounds a little more intense. Like, I've never been to a sleepover with a karaoke machine, I have to say.
Well, I mean, what if you, like, went out and did karaoke and then went back to wherever you were having the sleepover?
Well, how old is Ari?
14.
Yeah, when I was 14, I didn't have the money to do such things, so...
I don't know what the cost of a karaoke room in Japan is.
I don't either. I mean, maybe it's not that bad. It's probably just a cultural thing, because a lot of times we would, like, go hang out at the mall and then go to someone's sleepover. And it would literally just be, like, trying on clothes at Forever 21 and... you know, eating a Cinnabon and then going home. So maybe that's the Japanese version.
I do not know, so possibly. But anyway, so yeah, that whole thing set up. And then we see, we're I think like we don't see until they actually go, that Mailman set it up. And then Hackman's, like, holding, like, his hack arm behind him. He's like, hey, you better do this. And Mailman's like, man, I really don't want to do this, but I'm gonna have to do this.
Yeah.
Also, he has skates on, and that's adorable. Mailman is a good design.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
Glad you agree, because he is.
Well, yeah, I was kind of wondering, like, what he's like in a fight, because he's really just kind of, he's so funny, because he keeps saying, like, oh, I didn't want to do this, I have to show them, or I have to give them more food, or turn on the heat, or, you know, oh, I didn't want to do this, but I have to make a pool, like, bring them up to the pool. And it's just like, he's kind of like, oh, I didn't want to pamper you more. Oh, I didn't want to pamper you more. I didn't want to slightly inconvenience you.
Well, so, I mean, because, like, he's being forced. Like, maybe if he was, like, actually trying to fight, it would be different.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's what I was wondering. It's just, like, if he's always like that.
Like junk mail would be, like, a good attack.
Actually, that would be pretty cute. Yeah. So, I didn't entirely catch whether Mailman actually belonged to Ray. Like,
oh, yes.
If Ray had his chip, I guess. Okay.
Yes, it was in an earlier episode at, like, the very end where it showed it. It might have been the Riporimon episode. I don't remember the exact episode. But at the end, it shows Ray getting his own 7 code, which was Mailman in that case.
Yeah, that's good.
Also, you're a 7 code if you have a glowy orb that you can turn on and off.
Well, although the garbage one didn't have an orb, did it?
No, he does.
He does? Okay. Well, so that's the clue then, if you see a glowy orb. What if you take the glowy orb and you just give it to a different Apmon?
I don't think that's how that works.
That's a shame.
But yeah, so then shenanigans happened for a good part of the episode, where, like, they eat first, which the question of, like, how do the kids eat in an AR field and how does that work, like, science-y, I don't know.
Well, they had popcorn before, I think, when Astra and Haru were sitting on the couch watching their bad memories or whatever. I think they had
That's
popcorn.
True. I still wonder about it, though.
Oh, yeah, I just mean this isn't the first time. I don't really know how that works. It would be great. Wouldn't that be great if you could, like, go into an AR field, eat whatever you want, it would taste amazing, and then you could go back and continue your diet in the real world where there were actual calories?
Yeah.
I'd be so into that.
I would also be into that. So they do that, and then so the two seven codes are spending like all of the time getting ready, so they're not there yet, which kind of ruined his Mailman's plan of like doing the whole drop the floor beneath them that like every evil mansion has. And so then he falls down because, of course, shenanigans.
Yeah, he just made a mistake. He was so anxious that he like, I mean, this, I feel like this is what I would be like if I had to do something evil. I'd just be so bad at it. Like bumbling around trying to be evil. Mailman's cute.
Mailman's good. And then like Mailman finds out that the Kodat, that the iPad is under Gatchaman's hat. So now it's just trying to get his hat off. Which just doesn't work. Like, first he tries to just turn up the heat, which doesn't work. And then they're like, well, let's go to the pool upstairs. And then everybody magically has swimsuits.
Also and then, that, yeah.
And then Mailman's like, surely he won't swim with a hat. And then he's swimming with a hat. And then he's like, God damn it, I'm just going to take it off your head. And then he can't because it's on too tight.
Well, and which explains some things about Gatchaman, actually. Hat's on too tight. He's not going to get blood to his head.
Rude. Talk about throwing some shade.
But at no point during this do the kids or the Digimon go, where are the other seven code? And they don't even bring their seven code out because they were still getting ready. Like, that was kind of convenient to me that they never came out and they were never like, hey, where's everyone else?
Yeah, but then there's the super inconvenience of turning the pool into a sauna.
Yeah.
Because that's just the worst.
I mean, it was boiling, apparently.
I rolled my eyes
apparently.
Really hard when I said that.
So, boiling's bad.
Maybe. So then Ray and Hackman show up. And everybody's like, who are you? And he's like, put on some clothes and we'll talk. So then they do. And he's like, hi, I'm Ray.
Yeah, I like that he didn't want to fight them in their swimsuits. Like, that's
Ray
kind
is
of
like,
weird. I just feel like, all right, get to it, you know.
He's like, he's not a bad guy. He is so unvillain-like. Like, he's only, like, vaguely villain.
He's just kind of a dick, honestly.
But he's not. He came up with all that nice stuff to do with them.
Oh, I thought
like,
you meant Ray.
He came up with the food and
yeah,
the pool. Yeah, Ray came up with that.
I thought
he brings
Mailman
it up. He makes it up. He's like, I searched this up to how to do this.
When does he say that?
Like during that part where he's introducing himself and stuff.
Oh, I guess I just thought he was saying like I did this as in I made Mailman do this. I told him to, you know. I thought he was taking more of a managerial kind of approach.
No, he's like, I heard girl parties were popular right now.
Oh, he did. You're right. Yeah, so he was like, let's make it a girl party. But not the porn kind.
Yeah. I mean, so he's just like, I don't know what happens because I haven't watched this yet, but I'm going to assume it's just like, I need to do this by myself. I can't let anybody else risk whatever for it. I can handle it. I'm going to be a lone wolf. And then later on, he's going to be like, oh no, I failed. I can't do that. And he's going to learn the power of friendship, and then they're all going to be friends.
This is 100% headed towards power of friendship, yes.
Like, that just kind of seems what is going to happen. Because, like, he hasn't really done anything, like, super evil. Like, I don't really think, like, any of the stuff he did was remotely life-threatening.
No, and he's not trying to be evil. He's being kind of a not sharing your toys nicely, because they could work together.
Right, but he's got to be the lone wolf.
Yeah, which is silly. Whatever. Suffering from some,
man,
like, toxic masculinity.
Unrelated to that, whenever I say lone wolf now, I can't help but think to one of the Kamen Rider build forms, which is wolf and smartphone.
What
and,
the
like,
hell?
The catchphrase for it is, like, the something-something lone wolf, and it's something to do with phones, and it's so good. And I just can't help but think about that when I say lone wolf now.
I'm just going to randomly text you lone wolf during the day.
I'd probably laugh. So then they fight, and then okay, so they don't explain this, and they better, I swear to God, explain this later on. So everybody just evolves the normal way using app link, except for Rey. So Rey takes the chip that's created of his Super Digimon, and like the other kids have this too. So like when they all did it the first time, they got the chip afterwards. But they don't use it. And like Gatchimon brought something out about like how he needs to get more powerful before using it way back in like episode 3. But then so Rey uses it and he makes his super form. But like that's now like even more super because he did it this vaguely different way. And I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like he has maybe even hacked the app system.
No, because I'm like 90% sure the other kids do this later on.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe he's just been at it for longer than they have. He looks older.
I think that's the case. I think like he had his Apple driver before Haru. But like he just like does this slightly different thing where like I'm going to use the chip instead of just fusing them, and that makes it more powerful, and I don't quite understand why. But it does, because then he proceeds to wreck everybody with his new ability, super hacking.
Yeah, which just he which literally like says hacking, double hack,
but super.
And, which I mean, that's not how that works. Honestly.
Oh, but you didn't bring up the best part where double hacking is using two keyboards.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying it doesn't work. Like it's one hand on each keyboard, which is effectively one keyboard. Like
that's kind of just using a split keyboard, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, but you can't hit all of the, I don't know, I'm kind of, like, not impressed by that, it's just dumb.
But it does remind me of another anime, Battle Programmer, Shigrace, or whatever, however Japanese names work, and in one episode, he does a super hacking with five keyboards.
Holy cannoli. How many hands?
It just reminds me of that.
Like, are they connected to different computers? Or, like.
No, it's just connected to one computer. Like, he pulls out, like, a special USB hub to be able to plug all these keyboards into one computer. It's so good.
So, I discovered that, kind of related to this, that a friend of ours who's super good at video games is, like, super bad at computers. And, it just kind of floored me because I thought that the Venn diagram of people who like video games, really, really like video games, are really good at video games, and people who like computers and understand computers was like a circle, but apparently it's not.
No,
quite.
It's not.
And so it sounds like that perhaps the circle of people who draw anime about computers and people who actually understand computers may also not be a circle.
No. I think they understand computers and just don't give a fuck.
They're like, it's fine. Don't. It's a metaphor. Don't worry about it.
No, they're like, but this looks cool.
Yeah, I guess it looks cool. I don't know. It didn't seem all that exciting to me.
I thought it looked cool.
Well, I didn't actually see it. So in fairness, I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, but then like Hackman's evolved form kind of just wrecks everybody's shit by like his tail is like a hacking key and he just like puts it into places and then hacks shit. It's kind of
cool.
Yeah,
that was so interesting. His tail and the end of his tail and his claws like change shapes into different kinds of key looking dealies.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hacking metaphor of like a skeleton key, I guess, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I like that.
Oh my god, there's a key dragon form in Kamen Rider Build, and he uses keys and it's a dragon.
Does this fold into your theory that Atmon's actually about,
I don't think I ever had to prove that Atmon was extremely Kamen Rider. It was
Kamen
just
Rider.
Always there.
I don't know what was in my brain, but it was not Kamen Rider.
I don't know. So he proceeds to wreck everybody's shit. And then he steals the iPad. And then the other 7 codes come out. And Haru's like, you're being stolen. And they're like, oh no.
They're like, but I look so good.
And then they're stolen. And then Ray's like, stop worrying about Leviathan. Because Haru's like, can I please have them back? Like, that's his solution. He's like, I'm going to ask nicely for them back.
I mean, it never hurts to try, honestly.
I mean, but like, they legitimately just had a fight about it.
Yeah.
But Ray's just like, no, it's too dangerous for you. And then like, it shows like those other evil Atmon watching, and they're like, oh, now that they have their Seven Colds stolen, we should steal their Apley drivers too. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, which would make sense. Actually, that was a comment I meant to make about the first episode we watched of O2. Yes, sorry. was that Ken just like leaves them there, even though they're a threat to him? I guess he feels like they're not a threat at all and just like leaves, even though he could easily have crushed them, which is poor planning on his part.
So, I thought we talked about this last week. We're like killing kids is too much of a line.
I mean, he could get, he has a dark spiral. If he only made one, I guess, whatever, but he could dark ring all of their Digimon and take them away, and then the kids would be effectively powerless at that point, and then definitely not a threat to him. And so I was glad to see that the villains in Atmon were like, we should take care of this all the way.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's been like a lot of years between the two.
Yes.
They've learned how plots and characters and things should work.
Good job, guys.
They did it.
Yay.
Did you have anything else to say about this episode?
No. The only other comment I wrote down was that when Aries telling them what all girl parties are like, Astra's like, the next time you have one, you have to invite me. And she just looks at him. And I'm not sure if it was like innocence. It seemed to be innocence. He wasn't acting like Brock from Pokemon and like drooling all over it. So I'm assuming that he legitimately was just like, that sounds like fun, which is kind of adorable.
Well, yeah, because yeah, he is the youngest out of them.
Yes. So I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, so I think this is it. I think we have concluded an episode of this podcast.
Da, 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 da.
Which you can find on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there's links to all of the things. And then there's iTunes. iTunes ratings are super cool because metrics and algorithms and stuff. So yeah, if you want to, you can. If not, also cool.
Yes, you won't hurt our feelings.
Yeah. So that is an episode of this podcast, which I already said.
Yes. Yes. So are you going to talk about the Digivolution now?
No, that comes after the other thing.
Okay. Well, this was fun, and I enjoyed it. I hope everyone else did too, and we will see you all next week.
Yes, you were supposed to do your haiku thing.
Oh,
there.
I totally forgot.
That's where it
yes,
would
yes.
go.
It goes here. Yes. So I'm going to try inserting haikus about this. So my very first one is falling sick on a journey. Miyako goes wandering over a field of digivices.
The Digivolution will not be hacked.
Oh, that's a good one.
The thing is, though, I don't keep track of which ones I use, so I might end up repeating at one point by accident.
Well, if people care about that, listeners care about that, they will write in and yell at you.
That's true. Anyway, good time.
Good night.
And stop.